The year was 1978. I was playing in a band, a swinging little combo. We traveled across the land. We sang at clubs and festivals, bar mitzvahs and birthdays. We played original music, so sometimes we got paid. One day at the crack of noon, a ringing roused my sleep. I'd like to book the band, the voice on the phone did speak. We have a little festival 3 months from now in May. We'd like to have some music, would you like to come and play? What kind of festival, I said as I wiped sleep from my eyes. It is a four-wheel rally, the voice quickly replied. We like to race our monster trucks up the hills all day. At night we want to party to the music that you play. I said, we are artists. We make up our own songs. Why not hire a cover band? This just seems all wrong. He said, $3,000 we are prepared to pay. I said, what is your address? I'll get the contracts out today. Finally, the day arrived and we loaded up the van. Lights, PA, instruments, four musicians, one sound man. We traveled for hours as the directions showed, till we ran out of interstates, two lanes and country roads. When we reached our destination, a sign pointed the way. Welcome, four-wheel rally happening today. An arrow pointed to a trail that led down to the show. Less suited for a music van, more for a mountain goat. At the bottom of the holler in a sea of mud, like Noah's Ark seemed to float a stage made out of wood. For it had been raining 3 days till it did flood. We looked at each other and said, this can't be good. So we set up our equipment, all except for Steve. He was our lead guitar player and he did moan and grieve. For a mighty hangover, queasy stomach and a cough. And for last night's party and the brain cells he had lost. So he sat, head in hands, and said a little prayer. Thank God at least it can't get any worse, but God said, au contraire. For about that time, a monster truck with tires as tall as men revved up a mighty engine and its wheels began to spin. The smoke did spew and the mud did fly from 50 yards away. And like a guided missile, a glob of slime and clay headed straight for Steve's position as I whispered, no way. But it was as if God had said, Steve, go ahead and make my day. That night we played our songs, but to no applause. The mud was too deep except for pigs and frogs. So in their monster trucks they sat 100 yards away and blinked their lights and honked their horns after each song we played. I'm not making that up. So all you young musicians, come heed my advice. Don't do it for gold records, screaming fans, and limo rides. Do it for the love of music, and then when things go wrong, you can even take the gig from hell and sing it in a song.